when a challenge is made. Under the new rule approved by MLB's 11-member competition committee, challenges to an umpire's call can only be made by a pitcher, catcher, or batter, and each team can only call for a review twice per game, with additional appeals and extra innings.
That's NPR's Giles Snyder reporting. U.S. stocks have ended the day lower. The Dow closed down 88 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 68 degrees in Lawrence, 71 in Manhattan. It is 306.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the global cryptocurrency company Tether wants to expand in America, but consumer advocates are worried about Tether's suspected violations of anti-money laundering rules. We will look into Tether, a crypto giant you may not have heard of. Also in this next 30 minutes, former detainees at an immigration detention center in eastern Kansas are speaking out about alleged overcrowding and medical neglect.
It makes you feel that you want to give up everything that you've done on this country. They don't care.
Coming up in just about 25 minutes, a rural jail is part of a national outcry against claims of worsening conditions for detained immigrants. Zane Irwin has the story coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Mark your calendars for Live Day. We do it annually. It's going to be October 24th. And that night, we are sponsoring a free concert by violinist Destiny Ann Mermagan and friends. An evening of spooky tales and tunes live at the Lawrence Public Library. It will be broadcast on KPR stations. Friday night, October 24th, 7 p.m. Admission is free, but we do ask you to RSVP at kansaspublicradio.org if you plan to join us so we know how many chairs to sit out. The time is 3:20.
Look from the United Nations General Assembly on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR station. Steve Inskeep, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts to get you caught up on all the latest news. 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Join us for Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater, presenting Lauren Gunderson's Silent Sky, inspired by the true story of astronomer Henrietta Leavitt. One weekend only, October 3rd through 5th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 72 degrees in Emporia, 70 in Abilene. It's 3:30.
Chair Jay Jacobs says in a statement he won't endorse Mamdani because of their differing views. Brian Mann, NPR News, New York.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is suing social media platform Snapchat in a state court. As Dylan Lyson reports, Kobach is arguing that the app harms teenagers.
In the lawsuit, Kobach alleges that Snapchat uses deceptive practices that violate Kansas consumer protection laws. He alleges the social media company falsely claims it is safe for children, but is filled with mature content like nudity and drug use. The lawsuit also argues the app is designed to be addictive. The company has said that it is committed to creating a safe and positive place for young users. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Kansas Democrats are calling on GOP lawmakers to hold public meetings before redrawing the state's congressional maps. Zane Irwin has that story.
Those calls come as some Republican lawmakers want to gerrymander the Kansas congressional districts to help their party in the 2026 elections. But redistricting usually only happens every 10 years. Last time, lawmakers held listening sessions with constituents around the state. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and other Democrats say Republicans should hold public meetings this time, too, especially in the state's third congressional district. That's held by Democratic Representative Sharice Davids, who would likely be the target of redistricting. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas kids in the foster care system are still facing severe placement instability, despite some marginal improvements. That's according to a new report. Noah Taborda explains.
The annual report by the Center for the Study of Social Policy showed children who entered the Kansas foster care system in 2024 were moved at a lower rate than the year prior. However, the change is minimal, and the report also detailed a significant increase in the number of children sleeping in offices and the number of nights without a permanent place to stay. The report is a product of a lawsuit settled in 2021. Kansas Department for Children and Families officials say the state has met 8 of the 14 suit obligations, including improving access to timely mental health services. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
40% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms tonight, lows in the lower 60s. 40% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms tomorrow, with highs in the lower 70s. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR.
For this crowd gathered in New York, it was a moment of celebration. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Many immigrants who are detained in Kansas and Missouri go through the Chase County Jail in eastern Kansas. Now, former detainees are speaking out about overcrowding and medical neglect. As Zane Irwin reports for the Kansas News Service, the Cottonwood Falls facility is part of a national outcry against claims of worsening conditions for detained immigrants.
Gout is a form of arthritis, but even with that possibility, he seriously considered signing on the dotted line just to get out, even if it meant abandoning his work and his family.
It makes you feel like you want to give up everything that you've done on this country. They don't care. They don't care.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, immigration, and many other issues connected to public policy. You will find more stories from the Kansas News Service at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, the President of the United States spoke at the United Nations today. He had a lot to say about the waves of illegal immigration that many nations are experiencing. We will also learn more about the president's order designating Antifa as, and I'm quoting here, a domestic terrorist organization. He has promised to do this for a very long time. It's setting a precedent, but it is also prompting a whole lot of questions, particularly
What's Antifa? That is coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
40% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms tonight. Cloudy skies, lows in the lower 60s. It is 71 degrees in Atchison and 68 in Topeka at 10 minutes before 4.
It's a range of products designed to relieve occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at ZQuil.com. From the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at MacFound.org.
How do NATO allies respond to a Russian incursion into the airspace of the NATO ally Estonia? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. A great way to get a little overview of all the news that happened overnight. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 68 degrees in Lawrence. It is 4 o'clock.
Who tells a tale that begins to take on a life of its own in theater starting Friday.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two-trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
It's 68 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
I was really hoping they were going to play the Husker Du version of Love Is All Around, but I live to be, you know, uplifted every day, and I was hoping it would happen, but it didn't happen. Anyway, we'll move on. From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Liverpool Legends, performing the complete Beatles experience, narrated by Louise Harrison, Friday, October 3rd, 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at liverpoollegends.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, there is a verdict in the case against Ryan Ruth. He was accused of attempting to assassinate Donald Trump as he golfed at his South Florida course. Greg Allen will tell us all about the verdict and about the trial led up to said verdict. We will also learn more about the new book from former Vice President Kamala Harris, all coming up in the next 35 minutes here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics, providing pediatric primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for children from birth to age 21 at One Lawrence location. More information at pandapeds.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have classical music with Destiny, and we will find out what happens when Rossini's Figaro meets Mozart's Figaro. 7 to 9 p.m., Destiny is your host. She's also got some mandolin and trumpet to mix up your ears in the most pleasant of ways. Again, that's on your KPR One stations. If you're listening on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, we have Reveal. It's 68 degrees with cloudy skies in Lawrence. It is 4:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. is the time. Morning Edition is the show with Steve Inskeep, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas counties since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 68 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4:30.
Bacalhau in Nashville.
On Wall Street, stocks finish lower across the board. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican Kansas Attorney General Kris Kobach is suing social media platform Snapchat in a state court. As Dylan Lyson reports, Kobach is arguing that the app harms teens.
In the lawsuit, Kobach alleges that Snapchat uses deceptive practices that violate Kansas consumer protection laws. He alleges the social media company falsely claims it is safe for children, but is filled with mature content like nudity and drug use. The lawsuit also argues the app is designed to be addictive. The company has said that it is committed to creating a safe and positive place for young users. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Kansas Democrats are calling on GOP lawmakers to hold public meetings before redrawing the state's congressional maps. Zane Irwin has that story.
Those calls come as some Republican lawmakers want to gerrymander the Kansas congressional districts to help their party in the 2026 elections. But redistricting usually only happens every 10 years. Last time, lawmakers held listening sessions with constituents around the state. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and other Democrats say Republicans should hold public meetings this time, too, especially in the state's third congressional district. That's held by Democratic Representative Sharice Davids, who would likely be the target of redistricting. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
A new report indicates that Kansas kids in the foster care system are still facing severe placement instability, despite some marginal improvements. Noah Taborda has more.
The annual report by the Center for the Study of Social Policy showed children who entered the Kansas foster care system in 2024 were moved at a lower rate than the year prior. However, the change is minimal, and the report also detailed a significant increase in the number of children sleeping in offices and the number of nights without a permanent place to stay. The report is a product of a lawsuit settled in 2021. Kansas Department for Children and Families officials say the state has met 8 of the 14 suit obligations, including improving access to timely mental health services. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
40% chance of showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower 60s. 40% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms tomorrow with highs in the lower 70s. This is KPR and it's 4:35.
To her to promote this memoir. She says that the answers for what's next won't come out of Washington. I do think with a crowded Democratic field, though, in 2028, some of these candidates that you might be hearing from might start campaigning right. Sooner rather than later.
It's NPR's Deepa Shivaram. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
Hey, it's Layla Faldin. Whether it's a roadside stop in Missouri.
They have like signs and billboards. It says a very big halal, you know, so.
Or in a forest searching for brook trout.
It's just cool. Cool to see them persist and knowing they've been here for so long and they still find a way to make it.
Morning Edition from NPR News is always where the story is. Come along with us every weekday morning.
Weekday mornings, Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition will be coming your way. Tomorrow is included. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, the president says pregnant women who take Tylenol
risk having a child with autism. Researchers who've been studying this issue have reached a different conclusion.
We found that there was an association with increased risk of autism and ADHD, but association is not causation.
We'll look more closely at the controversy coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering in-studio and on-location senior pictures, family portraits, professional headshots, and more. Serving Lawrence and surrounding areas since 2004. Information and portfolio at tcistudio.com.
71 degrees in Manhattan, 72 in Atchison, 69 in Chanute. It is 10 minutes before 5.
And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
How do NATO allies respond to a Russian incursion into the airspace of the NATO ally Estonia? On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming your way. We start things off with an update of news headlines in just about 65 seconds. It is 68 degrees in Lawrence. It is 5 o'clock.
And the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, reminding listeners that tax credits for installing solar and battery systems on homes are set to expire soon. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
It's 68 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also broadcasting at 89.9 FM in Atchison, many other frequencies all around the state, and streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
When your old boat feels like an anchor around your wallet, KPR's vehicle donation program is here for you. We'll take your donated vehicle and use it to fund the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your boat, car, or motorcycle at kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, former detainees at an immigration detention center in eastern Kansas are now speaking out about alleged overcrowding and medical neglect.
It makes you feel that you want to give up everything that you've done in this country. They don't care.
Coming up in just about 25 minutes, a rural jail is part of a national outcry against claims of worsening conditions for detained immigrants. A special report from Zane Irwin with the Kansas News Service. It's coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire in downtown Lawrence, April through November, rain or shine. More information available at lawrencefarmersmarket.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, classical music with Destiny tonight when Rossini's Figaro meets Mozart's Figaro. We'll also hear some mandolin and some trumpet. Evening Classical with Destiny, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. If you prefer KPR Two, coming up at 7 o'clock, we have Reveal. 40% chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms tonight. Lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, 40% chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms with a high in the lower 70s. 69 degrees in Topeka, 69 in Emporia. It is 5:20.
Support for NPR.
Poland.
This was an intentional violation of the European airspace, and here we see a clear pattern.
How does the clash between Russia and NATO allies look from the United Nations General Assembly? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Steve Inskeep, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 71 degrees in Manhattan, 70 in Atchison. It is 5:30.
Jazz in Phoenix.
Google is back in court this week facing another antitrust trial over its advertising business. The Justice Department wants to break that business up. The outcome is uncertain, though, after a similar push to break up Google's search engine resulted in less sweeping changes. Stocks finished lower on Wall Street today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Democrats are calling on GOP lawmakers to hold public meetings before redrawing the state's congressional maps. Zane Irwin reports.
Those calls come as some Republican lawmakers want to gerrymander the Kansas congressional districts to help their party in the 2026 elections. But redistricting usually only happens every 10 years. Last time, lawmakers held listening sessions with constituents around the state. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and other Democrats say Republicans should hold public meetings this time, too, especially in the state's third congressional district. That's held by Democratic Representative Sharice Davids, who would likely be the target of redistricting. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is suing social media platform Snapchat in a state court. According to Dylan Lyson, reporting for the Kansas News Service, Kobach argues that the app harms teens.
In the lawsuit, Kobach alleges that Snapchat uses deceptive practices that violate Kansas consumer protection laws. He alleges the social media company falsely claims it is safe for children, but is filled with mature content like nudity and drug use. The lawsuit also argues the app is designed to be addictive. The company has said that it is committed to creating a safe and positive place for young users. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A new report indicates that Kansas kids in the foster care system are still facing severe placement instability despite some marginal improvements. Noah Taborda has that story.
The annual report by the Center for the Study of Social Policy showed children who entered the Kansas foster care system in 2024 were moved at a lower rate than the year prior. However, the change is minimal, and the report also detailed a significant increase in the number of children sleeping in offices and the number of nights without a permanent place to stay. The report is a product of a lawsuit settled in 2021. Kansas Department for Children and Families officials say the state has met 8 of the 14 suit obligations, including improving access to timely mental health services. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
Frozen shrimp sold at Dillon's supermarkets in Kansas has now been recalled for potential contamination. Kansas is one of 31 states where the shrimp was sold in the Kroger chain, which includes Dillon's. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said 3 varieties of shrimp sold at those stores may be contaminated with cesium-137, a radioactive isotope used in industrial equipment. It's the second recall of frozen shrimp products with elevated levels of the isotope in less than 2 months. This latest recall affects shrimp sold under the AquaStar and Kroger brands. The FDA says no illnesses have been reported so far. It's 68 degrees in Lawrence. It is 5:35.
The experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on ARM. ARM.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Many immigrants who are detained in Kansas and Missouri go through the Chase County Jail in eastern Kansas. Now, former detainees are speaking out about overcrowding and medical neglect. As Zane Irwin reports, the Cottonwood Falls facility is part of a national outcry against claims of worsening conditions for detained immigrants.
Gout is a form of arthritis, a dotted line just to get out, even if it meant abandoning his work and his family.
it make you feel that you want to give up everything that you've done on this country. They don't care. They don't care.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, immigration, and many other issues connected to public policy. You will find more stories from the Kansas News Service at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Whole nother hour and 12 minutes of all things considered yet to come. In our next half hour, Donald Trump spoke to the UN General Assembly today. He had a lot to say. We will tell you a few of the high points coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. I mention it again because we are always streaming there. Listen to us wherever you are in the world, as long as you have an internet connection. Again, the web address, kansaspublicradio.org. You will also find a spot for supporting KPR. Just click on the word, very cleverly labeled, support.
Support for KPR comes from the Winter School, a recently renovated one-room schoolhouse in Lecompton, exploring the foundations of education through art and philosophy, with opening exhibition called History, Notice Me. Details at winterschool70.com.
It's 10 minutes before 6.
And Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
How do NATO allies respond to a Russian incursion into the airspace of the NATO ally Estonia? On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news from overnight, whether it's from around the globe, around the nation, or around the region. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.